Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to your local radio station to listen to the good stuff. And we hope you stay listening all day long. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board in Valentine invites you to visit Cherry County. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. The Nebraska Star Party going on right now. Fishing tournaments at Merritt Reservoir. And, of course, there's still time to get down the Niobrara National Scenic River. Voted number one in the Midwest in river adventures. Check it out. Visitvalentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're not that flashy, full-color magazine type. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. You know what? Readers really appreciate that. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
The 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride is coming up this weekend in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. It's a saddle bronc match at the Open Ag Angus Arena. 1 o'clock is the first bronc and a grand entry at 12:30. Take exit 7 off of Interstate 94. Limited bleacher seating, but plenty of hillside seating. Bring your lawn chair. HotRND.com for the Champions Ride this Saturday.
Mike, I have a piece here. It's called, You Know You're Drinking Too Much Coffee When.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, I think whoever did it was drinking too much coffee because there are a lot of them.
Might have been sitting around too much time.
Yep, exactly. With too much coffee. You answer the door before people knock.
Yes, that would be a little anticipation factor.
Yes, indeed. You ski uphill.
That's tough to do.
Yeah, not with too much coffee.
It's an Olympic sport now.
Yeah, there you go. You get a speeding ticket even when you're parked.
Okay.
You speed walk in your sleep. You haven't blinked since the last lunar eclipse, and you just completed another sweater, and you don't know how to knit. Those are just some points that are telling you you're drinking too much coffee. I've got a lot more, but we'll put that in smaller doses.
I mentioned the other day that I ran across Otto Rosefeld, who used to be a music instructor and a cowboy poet and had recorded some albums, a friend of ours for a long, long time that lives here in the Valentine area. And he has a book called Rusty Bits and Pieces, a collection of poems and lyrics by Otto Rosefeld. And he gave me permission to share some of those. So I thought maybe I'd pick one out called Poet Bash.
Oh, let's go.
We've gathered up this poet bash to see what we might find. Hidden deep and lurching round in some old cowboy's mind. Maybe there's a story there, or maybe something worse. Something that keeps tumbling around in actual poet verse. We're going to find a podium to hide our shaking knees, to knuckle wide our flying hands, and make us look at ease. So, if you've got a cowboy friend, you know who likes to write, just pin him up and haul him in. We'll find an open mic. It's called The Poet Bash from Otto Rosefeld. That was written, I think, probably back around the start of the Old West Days Cowboy Poetry Gathering. This book actually came out in about 1993.
A few years ago. And yet still timeless material. A sailor didn't like anything he saw in the mess food line, so he just picked up a large piece of chocolate cake. The cook asked him, "Is that all you're going to eat?" The sailor says, "Yeah, the rest of it doesn't look very appetizing." The cook smiled and said, "Well, in that case, would you like 2 pieces of cake?" The sailor said, "Yeah, man, I'd appreciate it." The cook leaned over and cut that sailor's piece of cake in half.
Oh.
It's so cold in Alaska that babies are brought by penguins, not by storks.
No.
That's what I heard. That's the rumor. As a new school principal, Mr. Mitchell was checking out his school on the first day. Passing the stockroom, he was startled to see the door wide open and teachers bustling in and out, carrying off books and supplies in preparation for the arrival of students the next day. The school where he had been at previously had used a checkout system only slightly less elaborate than that at Fort Knox. Cautiously, he asked the school's longtime custodian, "Do you think it's wise to keep the stockroom unlocked and let the teachers take things without requisitions?" The custodian looked at him gravely. "We trust them with the children, don't we?"
Well, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a fine example of something that somebody sends to us here at The Good Stuff. Send that to KimHBurge@gmail.com and keep listening to The Good Stuff.